Would you pray with me? O Lord, may the words of my mouth, may the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in our sight. For we know that you are the one who strengthens us, the one who saves us. Amen. Many, many years ago, the English theologian Leslie Weatherhead used to tell the story of a little boy who was admitted to an orphanage after both of his parents died. And one of the first items on the agenda was to find a new set of clothes for this young lad. And he was given a new shirt. He was also given new shoes, which were so shiny that he could see his reflection in them. And lastly, he was offered a new hat. But he refused to take it. He hung on to his worse-for-the-wear hat. And finally, the sister who was accompanying him said, "Try on this hat." And she coaxed him, and he tried it on, and he liked it. But then he did something very funny. He reached inside his old cap and ripped out the lining and placed it in his pocket. Noticing the sister had a puzzled look on her face, the little lad said, "The lining is a part of one of my mother's dresses. It's all I've got left of her. And somehow, it seems to bring her back." The lining of the hat was a part of his story. It brought him close to his mother. It connected him to her again. Knowing one's story is a powerful reminder of not only what has happened, but who has been a part of that journey. But it also informs us as to who we are. It comes out of remembrances, connects the pieces of our lives together, and creates a wholeness, and allows one to move through life with integrity because they know who they are and from what they've come from. In his book, The Water Dancer, Ta-Nehisi Coates tells the story of Hiram Walker, a slave on a Virginia plantation called Lockless. Now, Hiram's father was the owner of the plantation. And his mother was a black slave woman who, when Hiram was 9, was sold down Natchez Way or down further south. And he never saw her again. In his late teens and early 20s, Hiram learns that he has a gift, the gift of conduction. It's a power that he shared with the great escape artist Harriet Tubman, whom the enslaved people, or in the novel they're called the Tashk people, they call Harriet Moses. Conduction made the earth fold like fabric. And on contact with water, Hiram could use it to transport himself and others across great distances in a very short amount of time. But to do it, he needed access to a very powerful source of healing. He needed to remember his mother. He needs to know and remember his whole story. As I thought of this sermon, I was reminded that on Saturday, August 1st, it's supposed to be our annual Peters Family Reunion down in South Central Pennsylvania. I've been many years, I went there as a lad when I was growing up. But this year, for the first time since it began, it was canceled because of the pandemic. And I thought about it because, you know, reunions are not only for keeping up with the happenings in the family, but also to remember the stories, to remember the people who aren't a part of, a living part of the family any longer. The picture albums come out and remembrances are shared. And these family stories keep us grounded in powerful ways. And like Hiram, because of them, we can move through life with a purpose, and with a sense of who we are, what we've come from. And this is where we hear our psalmist talking about in our passage today. We read, make known his deeds among the people. Remember the wonderful works he has done, his miracle, and the judgments he has uttered. Remember them. They're the stories of you and God's relationship with you. You see, the Psalms, the power of the Psalms is not so much the story they tell, but because they tell stories that share fear, despair, anger, hope, comfort, peace. They are stories of lives lived just as we experience life. Because of this, they draw us into the story. Because we can relate to the story they tell. We've been there. Frederick Geiser, a seminary professor, once wrote about this. This remembering is more than a mere reminder. Oh, yes, I remember. It proclaims the events so that the hearer is drawn in. In the proclamation, the saving work of God is really present for a new generation. In every generation, says the Passover Seder, all must feel that they themselves came out of Egypt. For the Jewish people, the story of the Exodus is their story. They've come out as well in their lives at different place points. When I attend a Jewish Shabbat or Sabbath service, I'm always struck by the recapitulation of the salvation story from Exodus. It's told over and over and over again. Now, most people don't realize it in Presbyterian or the Protestant faith. But every week when we gather to worship in our churches, we are remembering the resurrection of Jesus. So every worship service is a celebration of the resurrection of Jesus Christ, the man from Nazareth. The Christ, if not for Christ, his birth, life, death, and resurrection, we would not be gathering for worship. So the story of Jesus is our story as well. And I find it very interesting. People have told me over the years that when they join a church, they find it very difficult to feel totally connected until they know the stories until they hear the stories. And that's why I give each new member a copy of the history of our church. And that doesn't tell the whole story. There's lots of stories that are not in our church history book. But it gives them a sense of the beginning and a little bit of where we've been. However, knowing our story is not just about who we are, but it helps us to remember and believe that God has not left us. We are connected to the God who has acted throughout the history of humanity. The God we read about in the Bible, but also the God that we have met in our own personal history. And this was one of the aims of my doctoral ministry project back in the early 2000s. To help people feel connected to God by seeing God as an active part of their personal story. We may not be able to fold like the fabric so that we can travel great distances like Hiram, but we can find for our lives power that helps to connect us with God and with other people. We can look at the people and events of our lives and not only feel connected to them, but we can see the hand of God reaching out to us through them. Just as I believe, God uses our interactions with others to reach out to them and touch them as well. That's why we must remember to share the story, our own personal version of the story, with other people. Those are the stories that form the lining of our lives, that keep us close to God, just like that piece of his mother's dress and the lining of his hat that kept the orphan connected with his mother. These are the stories that enable us to say with the psalmist at the end, "Praise the Lord. Amen."